Jesus. He's worthy. Glory to God. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place, Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, for flowing from breast to breast, oh God. We thank you, dear Lord, that we shall be on one mind and one accord, God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place, God, in the name of Christ Jesus, Lord. Let your perfect will be done, oh God. Let your word go forth, God, like a two-edged sword, God. Break those free that need to be free, Father. Break bondages, oh God. Deliverance, Lord. God, we worship you, Jesus, and we say thank you, Father, for waking us this day, oh God. We say thank you, Lord, for our children, oh God. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you. In Jesus' name, God, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God today for where he is taking everyone in this church, everyone that is not here today. He is taking them somewhere. God loves us. He cares for us. We are special in his eye, and we are going to preach today. There's a sermon God brought to my wife and me, and the prison doors are open. That's what we're going to preach on today, and it's going to be a message that'll really touch you and guide you into the way that we're supposed to live and go in God. Amen?
Amen.
So we thank God for the word. We thank God for his people. And before we get started today, I'm just going to say another prayer over the people today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray, God, let your word go forth in this place, God, today. Let the hearts be changed today, God. Let them be changed in you, God, today. Let the prison doors be open, God, in people's lives, God. Let them walk out that door, Heavenly Father. Let them go forth in what you have called them to do. God, we thank you for who you are in us today and forevermore, Father. We thank you for the blessings you have bestowed upon us, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. In Jesus' name, amen. We are going to preach today about the prison doors are open. If you can stand for the reading of the word, we're coming out of Matthew 10 and 7. And I'm going to have my wife read this today.
I'm scared.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 through 14. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire in it is worthy, and there abide till you go thence. And when you come into a house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Amen.
Praise God. I know this word is going to go forth today, and I know this word is going to touch every last one of us today. We are going to literally walk out of here with the doors open in our life. The prison door is going to open today. And I want to talk about how the prison doors can bound us down in this world. But before I do that, I would like for everyone to get the mindset of their door being open today, their prison door open today. And when we walk out of here, we will be changed. We will know where God has taken us, and we will know where he is going to guide us through. In Jesus' name, we thank God. I want to give you a definition of prison.
Sure.
We all know what prison is. We all know when you go there, they lock you up. It's confinement. You can't get out. But I want to give you a definition of prison. A secure place where somebody is confined as punishment for a crime or while waiting to stand trial. Somebody say, the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar, and he will be underneath our feet today.
Amen.
God is victorious in this battle we are living. Jail, a secure unit, a penitentiary. That's what they call jail imprisonment. Let us read this word more efficiently. I place our a condition or captivity or unwanted restraint. There are two different types of prisons and aspects of those prisons. There are physical prisons. A physical prison is these that include pain, hurt, illness, struggles with different weight disorders, and physical depositions that occur from that. Physical prisons. Being in a prison of a loved one or significant other that may be controlling or possessive. That is two good points there. Physical prison, prison in the mind. We hear a lot of people being confused, lost, depressed, and oppressed, stressed, worried, listening and hearing voices that are not of God. When you hear voices that are not of God, that is the enemy trying to come in and destroy you.
Amen.
And when you let the devil come in and destroy you, you are on a road to destruction.
Amen.
So what we need to do today is know that God is with us daily.
Hallelujah.
We know that his word is in us. And when we go forth, whatever God has us to do, we will preach to the other people that need to know about him.
Amen.
Financial prisons. Everybody knows about that one. You know, America is in a financial prison right now. But it's up to the people to get out of that financial prison. The world, the president can come on the TV and say, we're going through this. We don't have enough money for this. We're spending all this money for this. But it's up to you, in general, to get out of the prison that you're in. Or if you're in a prison. That's the way we have to do that. We have to have our mind set and a goal placed to get out of that prison. A financial prison, there just isn't enough money being in lack of bills piling up.
Amen.
The financial prison takes control of every decision you make, even it has you going against what God the Father wants you to do with it when you have it.
Amen.
The worries are so heavy. They have you going against the word of God. I can't give because this is all I have. I can't give because this is all I have. God is looking for a people in him to obey and trust him and go forth and give sow that seed into whatever God tells you to do. Go forth, sow that seed, and he will surely bless you. He will surely bless the hand of you that, you know, giving that seed. I can't pay tithes because the bill collector has to get his money.
Glory to God.
You know, everybody has their hand out. Everybody has their hand out to get money.
Amen.
But you know, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God says he's never seen the righteous forsaken or the seed begging bread.
Amen.
He's never... We are never to go without. We are to pay our bills. I'm not telling you that. But don't be bound by that bill. God will understand self-justification and descent from Satan. I can't possibly share with this meal because I'm hungry right now and I really want this steak. Financial prison. Financial prison. If you have the means, if you have the extra, if you have extra money in your pocket, help someone today.
Amen.
Do that, and that will look good to God in his eyes, and he will bless you. Financial prison. We don't want to be there. We don't want to do that. We want to be victorious in God. We want to do what God has called us to do. Spiritual prisons. Everybody knows what that is. Not spending time in the Word. Not being able to fully come into worship with God. not being able to fast, having to keep time, and proceeding popcorn prayers. Producing popcorn prayers. Popcorn prayers.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus, for my food. Amen. Popcorn prayer. But I'm not, there's nothing wrong with a short prayer, but when you pray, mean it. Mean it from the bottom of your heart. Mean it. Tell God, say, Lord, I thank you today for what you have given my family. I thank you today, God, for where you are taking me. I thank you, God, for the roof over my head. God, I thank you.
Amen.
And when you do that, you're a changed person. And you're literally walking out of that prison door. Because the devil wants to see us bound. He wants to see us disgusted. He wants to see us broke. He wants to see all these things happen to us because we're living for the King. But right now, we are going to live for God, and we are going to open them prison doors today. And a desire for the deeper revelation of God's Word. We have to have a bigger revelation of God's Word today and forevermore in us to spread the gospel to other people that need to hear about it. If we don't have a revelation of the Word inside of us, how are we going to spread the Word to other people?
Amen.
It won't work. That is a prison. That's a spiritual prison. Let's get out of that prison today. Struggling to develop a continual relationship with the Father. Being afraid of not sharing and testifying the goodness of Jesus to strangers at the supermarket. Or with the person even at the ticket counter at the movies. Or even family members or with the parents of your children's friends. We don't even want to share the goodness with our children's friends or anybody in the supermarket. The thing is, when we're out, we need to spread God's word. You know, sometimes I don't do that, but I am going to start to do that. I don't care what people think. I'm going to tell them what God has me to tell them. Because when you go before God on judgment day, he's going to say, why didn't you spread the word to the people when I gave you that to tell them? What are you going to say? There are so many of these prisons to break out of. How are we to fully fulfill what God has told us to do, to go into the city and into the nations if we are confined in prison?
Right.
If we are confined in prison, you cannot go and spread God's word. You will not go to the nations. You will not even go to even the other street on the corner of where you live. We have to get out of those prisons today. We have been stuck in cycles year after year, month after month. And even these prisons are combinations of these prisons. Even some that may not have been mentioned. There's a lot of prisons that we won't mention today, but we have touched base on the top ones that we go through daily. We sometimes label these prisons as problems, habits, issues, and disorders. When you are in bondage, you are in prison. When you're in bondage, you are in prison.
Come on.
We have to think with our mind. We have to know with our everymost being that we are going forth in God and we are doing what God has called us to do. Amen?
Amen.
We have to do this because it's not about who's here. It's not about the nice suit that I'm wearing today. I've had this, by the way, for 2.5 years. I just keep it nice. But when you go and do God's will, you have to go as your best. Okay? I'm not saying what you have on is not your best, but for me, in general, I go as my best. Because I'm representing the Father.
Amen.
I'm representing the King of us, of this nation, of this world. So when you go spreading the gospel and telling everybody about Jesus Christ, you have to represent the Father.
In Genesis 41:14, we know about Joseph being in prison. It says, then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came in unto Pharaoh. In Acts 5:18, we know about the apostles being put into prison. In 5:19 of Acts, but the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple of the people all the words of this life.
Acts 12 and 10, we know about Peter's iron gate being open. The iron gate led into the city. It was open. We know about Paul and Silas being in prison. Acts 16 and 26. And suddenly, somebody say suddenly.
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 There was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
If you're in any of these prisons that Satan has bound you in, it's time to shake it off. Yes. It's time to shake it.
Yeah.
It's time to be redeemed by the blood of the risen Lamb.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have to bind the strong man. How can we go into any house that we don't know what the strong man is over that house? Amen.
Amen.
We must know what that strong man is. We have to bind that strong man. We're not to be bound. We are not to be bound. Psalm 146, verse 5 through 7, it says, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that there is in, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth his prisoners. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus is the door. Jesus is the door. He says in John, I am the door. All we have to do is walk through it. Just walk through. Step in. Step out on faith. Be not bound. Be not dismayed. God Almighty is your refuge. He is your strong tower. Let him be who he is. He is God. He is God. Jennifer talked about different prisons and bondages that many of us are in. I can share with you real fast one that I myself was just in. When we came back from India, my mind was not here. I was stuck. My spirit was closed. I couldn't come up and lay hands on anyone and pray. I was in a prison. All I wanted to do since we got back was eat. I couldn't fast. But there came a night. I said, all right, enough is enough, Tamara. You see, I had to shake myself off.
Hallelujah.
I had to dust my feet off.
Glory to God.
I had to worship before the throne room of grace and glory. Because it was not the Father who departed from me. It was me who left the Father. I was stuck. I was concerned and I was worried about family members that are out there on the streets. I was stuck. I couldn't pray the way that I should have prayed. I was in prison. Sitting right there on the pew, I was stuck in prison. In the house of God, I was stuck, Brother Joe. I had to let it go. I had to recognize Satan for who he was. That whispering ear. Your brother's somewhere dead. Nobody's seen him. Nobody's heard from him. Where's your mom? Where's your mommy at, Tamara? How come God hasn't come through yet? Lies.
Amen.
Yes. Lies. Satan is a liar.
Amen.
Amen.
I have the word of God within me. I had to speak the word.
Hallelujah.
I had to open my mouth.
Yes.
I had to cry
Amen.
Out to God the
Amen.
Father. When nobody was looking.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You did not see me on the floor room before mercy and grace. No one saw me. My husband did not see me.
Yes, amen.
It was just me and God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And guess what? I broke out of prison.
Yeah.
I broke out of prison.
Lord.
I got my joy back.
Yes.
I got my peace back.
Yes.
I got my love back.
That's right.
Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
The word is within you. No matter what it looks like. No matter what it feels like,
yes.
We can't always go by feeling.
No.
We know this.
No.
But But we're of the flesh, amen?
Yes, amen.
But we must crucify our flesh.
Yes.
It must die.
That's right.
We got to dust ourselves off, amen? When you're in prison, those things that have you bound in prison, they rot away and decay when you lift up the Lord.
Yes.
Continue to give him praises.
Amen.
Continue to worship him.
Yes.
And when that decay is there, you know what's left? Dust. Dust. What did the word say? Shake it off. Dust it off.
Yes.
Dust it off. The enemy tried to take your daughter, Sister Becky. But the devil is a liar.
Amen.
The devil is a liar.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
He's trying to come in between marriages.
Yes.
And relationships. He tried to put you in prison.
Yes.
The devil is a liar.
Amen.
He's a liar.
He is.
He said, this is all the money you got and this is all that you're going to get. The devil is a liar.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
I know what my God says to me. Get back, Satan. You're under my feet.
Yeah.
I have the authority. You have no power over me. My God is able. My God is mighty. My God is stronger. He's the great creator. Hallelujah. He's God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Break out of your prison. Break out. I need food. I'm depressed, God. God, do you still see me, Lord? Do you hear my cry, Father? God, you promised me this, Lord. Where is it, Father? God says, hold fast. Hold fast. Hang on and hold on to that unchanging hand of God. Glory to his name. He's worthy. Say, God, I don't feel well, but I press on, God. Where's my healing, Lord? God said, walk in it. Walk in it. Where is it, Father? It's here. It's here. Have we heard of the phantom limb syndrome?
No.
Has anybody ever heard of the phantom limb syndrome? That's where you lose a limb. And a lot of times it's through something tragic. Something very painful. And even though that limb is gone, you still feel that pain that's there that was caused in the beginning of it. It continuously hurt, but there's no limb there. There's no arm. There's no leg. But we walk around in it and we feel that pain constantly and constantly. Your prison is a phantom limb syndrome.
Hallelujah.
God broke you out.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Because your breakthrough is here. Your breakthrough is here. We made it. It's 2010. 2009, we didn't think we were going to make it. We said, God, how? God, how? How, God? We're here. We have stepped into it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy, Father. Isaiah 53. Praise you, Jesus. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when he shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Hallelujah. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord had laid on him the iniquities of us all. He was prison and from judgment, and he shall declare his generation, for he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked, and he has his with the rich in his death, because he hath gone.
Bless her, Jesus.
Oh, Lord God.
Yes,
bless
her.
Lord,
bless
her,
Lord.
Because he had done no violence.
Bless her, Jesus.
Holy,
bless
her,
God.
Neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Him to grief when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. He shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out of his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. He did it for you. Why are you in prison? Why are we oppressed? Why are we depressed? Why are we living in sin? Why are we worried? God bore it all for you. We are not to be in prison. Break free. Break loose. Cry out to God with a voice of triumph, for he is worthy.
Hallelujah.
He did it for each and every one of us.
Amen.
He did it all.
Amen.
Victory. Hallelujah.
No more walking around defeated.
Yes.
Walk in victory.
Yes.
Yes.
Walk in victory.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Next time your children get out of hand, give them to God and keep them there.
Amen.
Give them to God and keep them there.
That's right.
Next time your marriage is in array, put it in God's hand and keep it there.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless her, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Next time the enemy tries to tempt you, put it in the hands of the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Walk on in victory.
Yes.
Through it.
Yes.
Victory is ours.
Yes,
he did it for us.
Yes.
He did it for us. He said, Sister Tamara, I know this. I know this. I know this. If you know this, live it.
Do it.
Walk
do
in it.
God.
Speak it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Glory to God. He's worthy. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Isaiah 61 and 1. Praise your holy name. Holy Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim victory to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Hallelujah. Receive the word of God for yourself.
Amen.
Receive it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Receive it.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. Your prison door is open. Glory to God. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. You're worthy, Father. We praise you, God. The Lord says that he will open up doors that no man can shut. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the word. He will open up doors that no man can shut. The prison door is open.
Yes.
It's open.
Hallelujah.
You're free. You're free. Glory to God. Hallelujah to God. His word.
Jesus took every affliction from us. Why are we in prison? Everything that had us bound, give it completely to the Lord. And keep your tongue to yourself. Everything that we are going through today, it doesn't mean that tomorrow can be changed for us. It can be different only if we think that way and we live that way. Every eating disorder, every pain, every heartache, every financial burden, every mental distress, every torment, every oppression and depression, every child we worry about that the enemy has tried to pull into the world. God is with us.
Amen.
Every child that the devil has tried to pull in the world, God is going to get the last say-so in these last days.
Amen.
I said God's going to get the last say-so in these last days.
Amen.
And if we believe that, we need to think that and live it. Every tear, every single affliction that goes against the blessings that God has for you, Jesus paid the cost. He paid the cost. He said, I'm going to Calvary to pay the cost for you. I'm going to die for you. I'm going to pay the cost for you. He knew you before you was even thought of. God knew us before we were even thought of. He said, I'm going to pay the cost for you because that's how much I love you. That's how much I care for you. That's how much I want you to succeed. That's how much I love you. Look over at your neighbor and say, neighbor,
neighbor,
I'm getting out of prison. I said, look over at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm getting out of prison. I'm getting out of prison. Matthew 10 and 13. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. Look over at your neighbor and say, neighbor,
neighbor,
I'm getting my peace back.
I'm getting my peace back.
Neighbor,
neighbor,
I'm getting my peace back.
I'm getting my peace back.
I feel it coming right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We're getting our peace back. It's coming back right now, this very moment, this very hour, and we need to live in it. Look over at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm getting my peace back.
Neighbor, I'm getting my peace back.
Matthew 10 and 14.
Hey, I'm getting my peace back.
And whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust off your feet.
Yes, amen.
I said, when you go into the city, shake off the dust off your feet.
Yes.
Dust is the remains of decay. Of the decay. All of that is running away in prison. Shake off the dust. Shake it off. Shake the dust off right now in the name of Jesus. I challenge you today to get up and shake off the dust. Shake off the dust and let yourself become a new person in Jesus Christ today. Right now, shake off the dust. Shake off the dust. Matthew 16 and 19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. I am that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And God said, I have the keys to hell and death.
Yasana.
So right now,
hallelujah.
I know you're feeling good in the God, and I know you're feeling good and you want to shake off that dust and get yourself out of prison. Right now, we are out of prison. The door is open. Let's go forth. Let's live in it. Let's show people that are around us that prison door has been opened and that we have shaken off the dust.
Amen.
Whom the Son has set free is free indeed.
Hallelujah.
God says, I have came to give you life and life more abundantly.
Glory to God.
That's what the Word of God has said.
Bless you.
It's up to you to take that word and what you're going to do with it.
Bless you.
Yes.
Think it's not strange today that your loved ones are in this house. It's not strange. God has brought them here today. The word that has came forth from Assistant Pastor Dolan, our great friend in Christ, all of you are great friends in Christ, was worthy of God. It was a good word. Your loved ones are here today. You're out of prison right now. The dust has been shooken off your feet. But it's up to you to do what you're going to do in God's kingdom. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And right now, we're going to play this song. And we know that it will touch you in your innermost being. And God is getting ready to move. I feel the Holy Spirit. I feel the Holy Spirit in this place today.
Yes.
I know God is going to touch,
yes,
mold, and make new.
Amen.
God says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world.
Yes.
And if the word is true, so greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. So let's walk in it. Let's live in it. Let's be an example to the sinners. Let's be an example to our neighbor, to our friends, and let's shake off the dust.